Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Educational Research, Volume 13, and Issue 1. It was published on October 3, 2023. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is The Comparison and Enlightenment of Scientific Literacy Evaluation on NAEP 2019, TIMSS 2023, and PISA 2025. The authors are 1. E. Chen, from College of Education, Wenzhou University, Wenzhou, People's Republic of China. 2. Chenhui Guo, from College of Education, Wenzhou University, Wenzhou, People's Republic of China. 3. Saiki Tian, from College of Education, Wenzhou University, Wenzhou, People's Republic of China. Abstract of the article. This paper selects the scientific evaluation projects of NAEP 2019, PISA 2025, and TIMSS 2023 as research objects to conduct a comparative study on the definition of scientific literacy, evaluation concepts and objectives, and evaluation framework and content. In terms of the definition of scientific literacy, the three major evaluation projects all require citizens to have certain scientific knowledge and scientific ability to solve social problems about science. PISA 2025 and TIMSS 2023 both emphasize scientific ability, but NAEP 2019 emphasized understanding the relationship between science and society. In terms of evaluation concept and purpose, the overall purpose is consistent, but PISA 2025 is more concerned with the role of the science education that individuals receive in the society, while TIMSS 2023 and NAEP 2019 pay more attention to the specific implementation of curriculum requirements. In terms of evaluation framework and content, scientific knowledge and scientific ability are dominated, but TIMSS 2023 will list individual subjects separately, while NAEP 2019 and PISA 2025 will integrate knowledge into related fields. PISA 2025 and NAEP focus on the embodiment of ability in scientific practice, while TIMSS 2023 emphasizes thinking process. The evaluation of scientific literacy in primary and secondary schools in China should learn from the experience of the three major international evaluation projects. 1. Clarify the evaluation purpose and construct the scientific ability framework. 2. Innovate the types of test questions and strengthen the application of real situation. 3. Attach importance to the law of development and observe the level of cognitive development. 4. Collect background data and provide comprehensive educational information. 5. Pay attention to the trend of the times and adopt various evaluation methods. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, please ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in this journal and to use our ongoing fee waiver to publish promptly. Visit wu.gurnals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.